News Radio 950 KWS News Time, and to the live line for the KWS Coffee Break. Joining us, our cross-country traveler from Jefferson City proper, Chuck Zimmerman. Chuck, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. It's good to talk to you, John.
Chuck, tell us about the cross-country trip you're on, what it's all about. It goes back to the days, I guess, of Ike and the Cold War in the highway system.
It's exactly right. This is a cross-country convoy that's commemorating 50 years that we've had our interstate highway system here in the United States. That was signed into law by then-President Eisenhower in 1956. But the reason we're convoying is because way before that, when he was a lieutenant colonel in the Army after World War One, he led a convoy from D.C. to San Francisco, a military convoy, and it took him over 2 months. And they found that, you know, there were even stretches where there was no road. And in looking at military preparedness, he always thought after that point that we needed a better highway system. And then of course, in World War II, he found that the Germans had this thing called the Autobahn, and they were able to move pretty quickly on that thing. So he came back convinced of it, and that was one of the things he really decided to get done here in America and worked at it. And it took quite a few years, especially to get the funding for it, but now we've got this interstate highway system, which frankly affects everybody in the country in one way or the other, if you think about it.
Chuck, probably no stretch of the imagination to figure out your involvement in this with all the talk about ethanol here in Missouri.
That's right. My company has been working quite a bit with organizations like Missouri Corn Growers Association, based, you know, in Jefferson City, and of course the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, who is the fuel sponsor for the convoy. And yeah, we're trying to, like the convoy, bringing attention to the interstate highway system and the needs as we look to the future for these roads, look at how we're going to fuel the vehicles that run on the highway. And ethanol is a great choice. It's one that, you know, is cleaner burning in your car. It's good for your engine. It's good for the environment. And if we can grow our own fuel here in the United States, that lessens our dependence on foreign oil. And frankly, I just can't, all that seems to make sense. So I became an advocate for this. And when this opportunity came up, the Ethanol Promotion Information Council asked if I would participate, and I'm doing that. And one of the things they asked me also to do is I'm chronicling this each day on my web blog, which is Domestic Fuel at domesticfuel.com. I got so pumped over this whole renewable fuel business that we started our own little news blog, and we write about alternative fuels like ethanol. And so if you want to follow me along on the convoy, because I am, I think, other than there's one other Missourian who is on this trip. I certainly am the only one from Jefferson City.
Chuck, I understand a couple of famous names in the automotive industry and even a relative of President Eisenhower along for the trip.
That's right. I've really gotten to know, and I'll tell you, he even has some resemblance to his great-grandfather, and that's Merrill Eisenhower Atwater. He's about to graduate from college. He lives in St. Joseph, Missouri, and he is the great-grandson of Dwight Eisenhower, and he's along on this journey as well, and one of the speakers to talk about, you know, the legacy that his great granddaddy left us here in the United States. And then also joining us, he was at the kickoff, and he will be again when we get to Ohio, is Andrew Firestone, who's I believe the grandson of Harvey Firestone. And Firestone is a big supporter of what this organization, which is the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials, or AASHTO, that is coordinating and really is who organized this whole event.
On the live line with us, live from the road, Chuck Zimmerman on the KWS Coffee Break. Chuck, drive safe and have a great trip.
I will. Thank you very much, John.